Instant Illumination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with Instant Illumination. Some things which might seem bad turn out good. The other morning, in the middle of the night actually, the Border Patrol, which patrols our property and keeps us safe from all conditions that might be not beneficial to us in their mind. Actually, we have surrounded our property with our pure white light of love, and so we've done the work. But they like to say, shake hands with the international travelers who want to come through our property and come to America. And so they come here on the path as a greeting place for them. Well, many times they drive up here to a point where they can go back onto the Bureau of Land Management property where there are thousands and thousands of acres before you come to the border, because we're a mile from the border. And so they drive over there and they look, and in the process they come back onto our road, and oftentimes they bump into our bench. They've done that 3 or 4 times now. And as they have bumped into our picnic bench, it's no big deal, but it's a lovely picnic bench that I like to sit on when I get to this point in the path. And the wheels of their big Jeeps and their big vehicles, what the land management, what the Border Patrol people drive, went crunch, and on my bench went crunch. Well, now, this happened 4 times, actually. And the first time, I didn't pay much attention to it. I figured this, well, so is life. Well, after the 4th time, I said, hey, let's tell the Border Patrol that they should be a little more careful and not drive over my bench. This is the 4th bench. One bench is down at another location, and these benches were at this location. And so Ellen called the Border Patrol, and she said to them, hey, you drove over our meditation bench and crushed it. And they said, well, we're sorry about that. And she said, well, don't be sorry about it, fix it. And they said, well, we'll have to talk about that and see what that is. So they had to talk about this, driving over private property and destroying it and replacing it. My goodness sakes, that's the federal government. No wonder they're so rich. But anyhow, they talked about it, and Ellen called again twice more, and finally they said, we're going to send somebody out to pick up the bench and repair it and bring it back. And Ellen said, well, thank you very much. Well, that was 3 or 4 days ago, and that's not bad. So this morning, as I walked up here to the top of the mountain, and I saw my bench sitting there, I said, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? My bench, and I'm so happy about it. Of course, it's a nice bench. And I came over and I said, thank you, Border Patrol. Thank you for fixing it so nice. You did such a beautiful job. Everything is in perfect order. You nailed and screwed everything into place, and it's going to sit me solid for another 100 years. How wonderful. And I said, thank you, Border Patrol, thank you. I surround you with my pure white light of love. I bless you, and I bless you, and I bless you. My goodness, here they made a mess, and they cleaned up the mess, and I'm thanking them and blessing them and surrounding them with my pure white light of love. Isn't that nice? Isn't that a nice way to go? Tell Ellen to write them a nice letter and say, thank you very much for repairing the bench and putting it back so promptly. It is such a thoughtful thing you've done. We still are going to block off the drive going up into the BLM land so that it isn't accidentally driven over by the new people you have constantly here. You see, the Border Patrol has, at this moment, a big budget. And so they have a lot of new people. And these new people are not into the ways of the wild lands, into the ways of the wilderness areas, and into the ways of people's private land. They teach them a lot at Border Patrol, I'm sure. But it's a lot to learn. It's a lot to learn. And we had a gate, and We have three gates to our property, and they can come in any of the gates they wished, and they even had a private key, private lock on one of the gates, their own Border Patrol lock, but the guys would leave it open all the time. And then the kids with their dune buggies and stuff would come roaring in and zipping around the property, and we had the gate just to keep the property private. Anyone can walk in, anyone can walk around, they can press the button on the gate and come in. They can do all these things that it's private property though. And so we told the Border Patrol, don't do that, don't do that. If you do that, we'll just have to take it away. Teach your boys how to daisy chain a lock, you know, where you have one lock into another lock into another lock, because the electric company has a lock on the gate, and we must have a lock on the gate, and the Border Patrol has a lock on the gate, and probably other people would like a lock on the gate too if they could have it. But it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So then they kept leaving it open. So I put a little hasp on it, just an ordinary hasp along with the locks, and all they had to do is open the hasp and drive through and close it. My son has that at his place up in Santa Margarita, and it makes it so easy to have access without getting out your keys and your locks and the stuff. And so they have to close it up there because they have farm animals up there, and they could go walking out on the road and be injured or injure somebody else. Well, the Border Patrol did not put the lock back, and they were the ones who were using it because nobody else's lock was in dispute. So I took all the locks off, and I just put one of our locks on there. And I told the electric company, go through one of the other two gates if you like. And if you don't like, that's too bad. Then turn off our electricity. Ah, Herb, that's silly talk. No, that's not silly talk. It is just part of the responsibility of this. You see, all of our roads at the moment are easements. They're just easements, and we have easements into our property. On our property, we have six houses and retreats and so forth, and all are being serviced by electricity and propane and all these good things. And we have lots of people coming and servicing our needs up here with our trash collection and stuff like that. And they all seem to get along just fine. They all follow the rules. They learn what it is. Then we asked Home Depot to deliver some lumber the other day for our terrace, our patio, and the fellow stopped at the gate. He came in through the worst part of the road, and then he stopped there, and he drove it in with his lift truck for about a mile and a half onto our property. And we told him, hey, that's doing it the hard way. We're paying one price for the lumber, and it's delivery, so we're not concerned, but I would think you would be. You could just drive right up to the site and unload it and not have to use the lift truck hardly at all. But apparently he wanted to say that it was a tough part, and he did it. And then another guy, bringing lumber in from Dixieland Lumber Company, he brought the lumber in, and he couldn't find the roads. Well, he didn't follow. He didn't make his calls like he should have. He didn't contact us, and we told him exactly what to do. You see, following directions is a very important thing. And so, with the Border Patrol, and with their driving on the property here and looking for international travelers and drug smugglers and other things, they are always going around. And what they have to do is to learn to appreciate private property and appreciate the fact that they don't drive over people's benches and chairs and not replace them. They shouldn't drive over them in the first place, but they should use more caution. Just because it's a primitive road doesn't mean that it's not a meditation path, because this is a spiritual retreat center. And all the roads and all of our paths are meditation walks. And we walk them sometimes 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, noon. We walk them at all hours, and we delight in the beauty and the charm of this high desert country. It is so wonderful. It is so beautiful. It is so quiet. And we can look out and see the houses in the distance, and we love them in the distance because then they're quiet and peaceful. And, you know, it's interesting. Even when people are building new houses, you'd think that the noise would resound up the valley from down below, but it doesn't. It seems that if there's any noise, it resounds from up here down there. So we've been told when the dogs bark or something. But isn't it wonderful how life is just so beautiful? And when I sat on this bench this morning, and I thought to myself, what a loving gesture whoever it was put into this to make it right. They're just blessed, blessed, blessed. And I bless the Border Patrol, and I bless everyone who walks through our property, and I surround them with my pure white light of love, and I know all their ways are peace, and all their paths are pleasantness. Isn't life wonderful? I think it's fantastic. I think it's glorious. Join with me in experiencing just how wonderful it is. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.